Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino.
That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes.
Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
If you want legendary service...
If you want sweeter discounts,
save by bundling auto and home with insurance.
Hello and welcome to week 36. This is the Content Pod. I have with me a range of expertise from around the FIFA scene. No Edge Apes, no Richard Buckley, who are very regular, of course, but they are on the Gameplay Pod. And also, on this one, there are plenty of foot weekly caps between them. And as we head into an international tournament, that feels quite relevant. And we're going to talk about that. We're going to be talking Summer Heat, Festival of Football, and loads more besides that, too. Well, let's start off with the mad lad himself. It's way back.
I would like to be, because Kazooie's on the pod as well, I would like to be referred as the other Skiller.
Yes.
What's up, dude? It's good to be back on.
Body faint expert, yeah.
The body faint expert, yep.
And you've given away our next guest, which is Kazooie. Hello, Kazooie.
What's up, everyone? I'm glad to be on the pod again. It's been a little while, but I'm happy to give my thoughts on certain things again, and of course join you again on the
It's always a pleasure to have you on. And we also have with us, for some market expertise and, you know, general all-round knowledge, the foot accountant, Nate. Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back. It's always a pleasure. And I'll be honest, I've been working on my body faint as well. I've watched Zway's my late night watch when I'm either doing foot champs, like editing a video or something. And I've seen how he uses the body faint, and I've kind of added it to my game, and it's working pretty well for me. I'm surprised.
Let's freaking go, dude. You want to know what kind of blew my mind? Diddy Crislito. I did a video with him like 2 or 3 months ago, and Diddy actually said that he watched a video and he was like, "You're the reason why I use the body faint." That freaking blew my mind, because like, he's like a legit pro. And then anytime anyone ever gives me credit for body faint, I have to shout out Boris, because he's the one that put me onto body faints all the way in. I think it was Kazooie. When did it start becoming kind of, it was 17 or 18, I think. And Boris did a tutorial.
I think 15. It was honestly the best skill in the game.
Might have been that far back. But yeah, Boris has that. I always say the same thing. You want the best body faint tutorial, Boris Legend, whatever year it is, 15, 16, does the best one. Wow. So I can't take credit for the body faints, really.
Wow. Everyone's giving it to you, so you got to take it.
Hey, I'll take it
at some
dude.
Point. I wasn't expecting it. We should have had you on for the gameplay pod. We'll have to get you, Chris, Leto, and Boras together to have like a body faint special at some point.
Oh my god, that's too many body faints. The podcast will be up. It'll explode.
There'll just be faints all over the place. Nobody will know what's actually happening. There was actually one other gameplay thing before we get into the content. We actually talked on the gameplay pod with the other guys a lot about skill moves and the dribbling kind of meta this year. And obviously, Kazooie, of course, you know, really known as a skiller content creator around skilling. I was interested to hear your thoughts, because I know when we spoke earlier in the year, you were quite happy in a way, because of course the skill move chain penalty was relaxed, so it
it's easier to do skill moves. They're certainly effective this year, but is that a bit bittersweet as well? Because the way they're used is probably giving skilling a bad name, perhaps, would you say?
Yeah, like you mentioned at the end, like the thing that a lot of people are like saying now is that skill moves are just too OP and they actually take no skill to pull off because it's so OP in the game. I've always said this and I always come back to this other topic is that I think the whole reason why skill moves are good this year is because defending is kind of suspect, especially if you want to manually tackle, which I still do most of the time myself. And I always see my defenders running in between the ball and the attacker, even though, you know, I'm fully convinced that the tackle that I pull off should be on the ball and, you know, is perfectly done. I think that's also one of the reasons why the skill moves kind of aspect this year is just too sort of OP. That's also why you see a lot of people pulling it off. I think if they bumped up defending, so manually defending, it wouldn't have been as much of an issue as it is right now. So
yeah, that's a fair point.
Yeah,
the ability to sort of glitch through tackles and stuff, I guess, is a big factor there. Yeah, I could agree with that. And then we should probably move on to content, but you know, I'm sure we'll have another discussion about this another time on a gameplay podcast. We always like to start content podcasts with pound for pound powerhouses, which are our best value picks that have come out probably over the last week or so. Although we haven't had so many new players more recently, so it's fine if they've, you know, been included again in Ultimate Team of the Season or they're from a previous Team of the Season. I mean, this is the last podcast within Team of the Season, so that makes sense if they're just general Team of the Season players. But we're looking for a player who's an SBC, they could be an objective player, they could be a player off the market who just offers really, really good value and you think is really good. You don't necessarily actually have to have used them. But yeah, let's start. Well, I think probably, I know Zwei always has a good one up his sleeve, so we can put him on the spot and start him off.
When was the last time I was on? It was like 2 weeks ago, right? It might have been 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 or 3 weeks ago. Yeah.
I think mine will probably have to come from, it'll probably have to come from Serie A.
Oh, okay.
The one guy that I got from one of my Liga from an upgrade pack was Bamba, but he's like 550,000 coins. Super good card, like really nuts, upgraded to 5-star skill moves. And I could make the argument that he's a pound for pound, but I would say Muriel was a guy that really stood out to me. And I got Lautaro Martinez in my guaranteed Serie A pack, and then I got Muriel in an upgrade pack, and then Lautaro was very, very good as well, and he's not too expensive either. He's like 200,000 coins, but Muriel was something else, dude. He was awesome, and I don't really know exactly what it is. He's got really good dribbling stats, 96 finishing, a good bit of strength on him, but there was just something about the card that was really, really nice. And he really stood out to me at about 120,000 coins. He was a really impressive dude for me. So my guy's Muriel.
Yeah, that's a really good one. I don't think we've even mentioned him on the pod, actually, I have to say. You can definitely believe that. Good starting point for sure. And who else would like to come in with one? Kazooie, let's ask you. It's got to be a 5-star skiller, surely.
Funny enough, no, actually not. It is an objective player, though, and I feel anyway that this year EA, in terms of like objective stuff and SBCs, they've been doing a good thing. My whole team is untradeable, so it just fully like consists of players which are either SBCs or objectives. And this player, Kimpembe, is I think one of the best objectives they have released over the last few months, if not probably the best objective player they've released this entire year. He is, for me anyway, like a key center back that I kind of missed, since he's of course French, plays in the Ligue 1. I do myself have a couple French players as well as players from the Ligue 1, so he just fits into my team perfectly, and stats-wise, looks amazing, has the height, and, you know, good links as well. So I think he's definitely a player you could consider for pound-to-pound.
Nice, yeah. If I had to press you into a sort of best 5-star skiller of this whole year, who would it be if you had to pick one?
Of this whole year? Ooh, that's tough. there are like a few fan favorites, which I have.
Yeah.
We, of course, have Danny Aarons, his favorite player in the game, Wamangituka, who, as you probably have known.
Yeah, is he Wamangituka now? Have you
seen
him?
Yeah, his name apparently is not the one that he actually... I was going to say have on his back, but he has his first name on his back.
Yeah, which explains why that was. But yeah, I might as well explain because people might be wondering, but you may have seen the circulating Wamangituka is a name that was given to him by an agent when he was 19 years old, I think it was. And that agent, you know, maybe potentially a bit manipulative, was trying to kind of distance, I think, Silas from his club in the Congo. And so did that, and then also, reduced his age by a year or something. But Stuttgart, his club, have been, you know, clearly really good about this and giving him support over it. And it's something that I think may have been used, there's an implication, to blackmail him in some way, because obviously, you know, his name being incorrect could have serious ramifications. But it all seems to be, you know, working out okay for him. His real name is actually Silas Katumba Mavumpa, and I think probably people will just be calling him Silas just to keep it simple at this point and see what he changes his shirt to be, if he does, and how that works. But yeah, a very surprising development, especially for, well, people like yourself, Sway, who've, you know, had him in their teams and talked about him a lot over the course of the year. Did that come as a bit of a shock? It must have done.
Yeah, no, it was the first thing I woke up to this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
That, I mean, that's mad. I haven't even read the full story. I'll check it out after the pod, but yeah, it's just so nuts, man.
Yeah, I think reading the detail, it seems like quite a difficult situation. So hopefully it all works out well for him. And I think we should move back to what we were talking about before, which was pound for pound powerhouse. Nate, I think you are yet to give us your pound for pound nomination. Who is it going to be?
My pound for pound player is somebody that I packed actually from a League One upgrade pack earlier last week. Maybe a little unlikely hero. He is a five-star skiller, but the weak foot draws people away, I think. And that's Di Maria. For me, he doesn't have the finesse shot trait, but I feel like he's got a hidden trait in that because he scores awesome finesse shots on his left. I play him at CAM, and I don't know. He just, the unique body type maybe and the five-star skills, he just seems to like glitch through people. So, and he's not that expensive. He's like 290K. So I feel like that's in the pound-for-pound powerhouse threshold, if you will.
that is a good one. I think players like that kind of price are actually the ones that, you know, people often have that many coins to spend on a player, right? Whereas, you know, 400, 500 more, you know, that's quite a lot. And maybe 100K, you're not quite getting as good a player. But yeah, that kind of price is kind of where you want it to be. So yeah, it's good. I'll bring in a few of the listener suggestions. This one was a really surprising one. I wasn't expecting two people to bring this one up. And that's Team of the Season Yilmaz, the Turkish striker. Neil here saying 55K on the market. And what you get for him is borderline robbery. His finishing is top tier, one of the best he's used this year. He hits everything really clean and the ball flies in the net. The biggest surprise, he said, is how he moves. With an engine, he feels very mobile and has plenty of pace to get him behind. He also has top-notch attacking AI and is great at holding his run until you release the pass. He says he put him in his squad for links because I was bored of Golden Mbappe, but it genuinely feels like an upgrade, particularly in the finishing department. After the season he's had, they did him dirty with the three-star, but the card plays above the stats in game. Will be my team for a while. He's so fun to use as a physical forward. And Dom agrees, saying he's just started a RTG about a week ago. He pulled Yilmaz in his Icon Swaps fodder packs, and he's actually carried the new club on his back to Division 2 and to weekend league qualification. He says his right foot is a traction engine, and perhaps the highest praise I can give him is that he has genuine Team of the Year CR7 vibes who he used on his main account. So yeah, a huge, huge claim there from Dom. But also, yeah, it seems to be reflected. If you enjoy a three-star player, then he could definitely be someone that you might want to use. We've also seen, and actually Japes on the gameplay pod did mention him, Javi Martinez, who I don't know whether it's where you might have done him considering, you know, you're buying connections.
I did the Javi Martinez. I played him at center back. I got some stick for it. They're like, why are you playing him at center back? He's a CDM.
That's exactly what Japes did, to be fair. In good company.
He was really good at the position. He was really solid there. It's just kind of fun to play at that position too, because he's got the distance bangers, but wasn't able to convert any, to be honest with you. I took like 20 shots in the entire episode and just none of them went in. Yeah, didn't have great finishing either, but again, just two games. Maybe it was just an anomaly, but yeah, I'm a fan of the Javi Martinez. Not too expensive. Looks like it settled around like 250. I think at the time, I think fodder, the where it was, I think I got it done for around 220.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I was a fan of the card. I don't think a must do, but for Bayern, I had to get the card done for the squad.
Yeah, yeah, makes sense. And I think final listener suggestion here: if you have any suggestions for pound powerhouse, do get them in via, you know, social media or via the Poor Priority Questions channel in the Discord.
I'm still blown away by the Yilmaz review.
I know.
That's incredible. Like, I'd want that at my I don't know, like Funeral or something like that. Like this guy was so incredible, dude. And, but like, you know what? It's interesting with a three star, I think you play a little bit different. Like you play kind of with a chip on your shoulder. So I don't know, like you focus way more on their dominant foot, right? So like Yilmaz I'd probably have as my right striker in a 4-4-2. And I don't know, man. Like Erling, for example, last year I had a lot of success with Erling. And as long as they have a little bit of agility, I don't think that's the kiss of death, three star, but you know.
Well, you can body faint with a three star player. That's all I'm gonna say.
You know what? Now so. I might try him out. I might try the Turkish Joe Rogan, dude. I'll test him out.
You should do that. No, I think also, as you say, you kind of simplify your play, don't you? When you're using a player without skills or weak foot, you know, it gives you that simplicity that probably helps your overall game. But yeah, well, one final suggestion: Matt Crick saying Pozuelo, the team of the season. He put a Hunter on him, 96 rated centre forward, and you know, thought his agility would be a problem, but didn't notice with his 96 balance and short and lean body type. Got 34 goals and 30 assists in weekend league, playing false nine or in left centre mid in the Japes 4-1-4-1. And he's, you know, tough to beat for value at under 60k. So yeah, two very good suggestions there from the listeners, and please do send yours in. And before we move on, actually, I know this Thursday, I believe that we're going to still see MLS and the rest of the world team of the season in Red Picks. Zwei, I know you're, you know, across the MLS maybe a bit more. Is there anyone there that you would think you're for? The left back looks quite good, actually, the German.
Yeah, was Wagner?
Yeah.
You know, all the attackers, like Rui Diaz, Rossi, like they're all good. None of them are, you know, there's nothing really bad about them. The only issue is links.
You know, Red Pick Super Sump is perfect, really.
Yeah, I mean, you can't do too bad. I would say you couldn't, you know, can't really be faulted for going with either of them. I mean, Nani's obviously the dream from MLS. Like, he's so much crazier. I mean, just is one of the craziest cards in the game. Mm. But yeah, Rossi, Rui Diaz, and then there's one other guy, Pozuelo, and then there is another guy that I'm leaving out.
Is it Espinoza, the right mid?
Might have been Espinoza. Yeah, might be Espinoza, but I used, in the Nani Epi, I used Rui Diaz and Rossi and Pozuelo, and I was just really impressed by all of them. Movement, super silky.
Nice.
So yeah, the defenders, not so much. I expected maybe at least one guy, like one of the MLS players, center backs, to be like crazy pace, but the defenders are just kind of average.
They're usually Opara would be in the team this season, but
exactly.
He's left out this year.
I actually used him. I used his rule breakers. Just because I'm a pace merchant. But.
Yeah. I mean, talking of pace merchants, that Lanzini has had a really significant upgrade pace-wise. It's probably someone that a lot of people may have overlooked because of how his base card is, you know, not particularly amazing. But this is a really, really good team of the season moments player and someone that is pretty easy to obtain. Springford resident West Ham propaganda merchant in the Discord was saying that he's his pound for pound and, you know, he looks really, really good. I did want to mention, we talk about the Dembele flashback on the gameplay pod because Hugh, who's on that podcast, and Rich have both used him and do a good review. So do check that out. And in terms of the other content we've had, I'd be keen to get Nate's thoughts though, because of course there was the team of the season upgrades, non-repeatable, but it was a 90 plus and an 88 plus that you could get in those packs. And apart from that, I suppose the content hasn't really been flowing as we saw in certain weeks, and maybe that's something we'll talk about a little bit. We talked at length about it before, but maybe something we'll discuss again. And Nate, what were your thoughts on the content that we've had during Ultimate?
Yeah, before yesterday with the 88 plus and 90 plus tots, a lot of people were just, you know, where are the player SBCs? I know we had the Yavi Martinez and the Ousmane Dembele, but especially during League One team of the season, everybody was, I think, hoping for a lot more. Specifically even like icon content, whether that be icon upgrade packs or icon player SBCs. Because if you think back to probably our two favorite weeks of team of the season with Bundesliga and La Liga, even though they weren't the most, I guess, everybody wants icon moments because those are the best cards that are out now. We had the 91 plus prime and the 92 plus prime at least during those 2 weeks. So I think people were kind of missing that as well and hoping for the first icon moments, like upgrade SBC or a player pick for an icon. So I think that's something that a lot of people are wanting. But yeah, it's when Sunday dropped and all we had was that 80 plus player pick during Ultimate Tots, I kind of thought it was going to be a quiet week again, like League One and maybe the second half of Serie A. But then yesterday with the 88 plus and the 90 plus, it was kind of like, all right, let's see what's going on here. And then we have this new flashback card design that Footwatch tweeted with like Economy Bowl Libertadores.
Mm.
It seems like we might be getting some good content this week.
Yeah. It'll be Tevez, won't it? I mean, we know that Copa Libertadores last year, we had him. There aren't really many options. And I think it's going to be a ridiculous card and it probably won't be too expensive. Remember, he has the outside foot shot and finesse shot trait. Yeah. And he's going to have that ridiculous aggression strength. He's going to be ridiculous. And I imagine, he'll be pretty reasonable as well. You know, they want to get people using those combo ball players. And those that linked him actually look all right. The other ones, maybe not so much, apart from Diaz, the five-star skill upgrades, but also, the Barcelona links as well.
Right? Yeah, I know. I got fooled by that first
the
time.
The Ecuadorian equivalent.
Yeah, he links to Flashback Dembele.
Yeah. Are there any other players in there that take people's fancy at all? I mean, as I said, not particularly inspiring apart from the potential Tevez links.
Personally, for me, no. Like, there are, there's that Chan Kalai guy in Adid, the Argentinian who looks nuts.
Mm.
Looks affordable too, but apart from that, like, if you just want to, go a completely different route, then this is a good league to, maybe try some players from. But personally, I don't think I'm that much interested in any of the players.
Yeah, it is actually interesting. I haven't seen this mentioned at all by really the foot community at large. It's not really something that I suppose many people would notice, because a lot of the foot community that we'd all deal with is sort of the English speaking and more European focused foot community. But this is a team of the group stage, yet five of the teams that topped the Libertadores group stage were Brazilian teams, and there are obviously no players from any Brazilian clubs in this team because EA don't have the license to any Brazilian clubs, despite them being, pretty significant to world football. So that is a big shame. There are lots of missed out on great Brazilian league players as a result of that. And it's something that we haven't seen for a long time. And I've banged on about a few times, probably once every cycle for the past few years, because it did used to be a pretty fun and interesting part of the foot database at large. So it's a shame not to see that anymore. But that's enough of that, and we will have a break. We'll be back to talk about the content across the Euros, what we're expecting, and what we know already and know from past FIFAs too. We'll be back in just a moment. Hello, and in this break, just a very quick reminder that the podcast will be continuing across the summer. The schedule may change a little bit. You may find the podcast contains slightly different things to what you'd normally expect. We'll have foot information podcasts out on the supporter feed. And of course, you won't miss any information about FIFA 22. As that comes through, you'll hear about it here on the podcast. And I'm sure we'll get a bit of exclusive information, things you won't find elsewhere across the summer, as we always do. Looking forward to it. Always interesting, and especially with next gen FIFA coming to consoles. Looking forward to it, especially with the move into next gen for the next FIFA cycle. All there is to say is a huge thank you to all of you for listening. If you haven't already and you'd like to keep across all those podcasts, then do subscribe. You can do that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever else you get your podcasts from. And if you'd like even more from just £3 a month, then do consider supporting over at bit.ly/morepod. Whether you do, whether you don't, a huge thank you for being part of this podcast. Let's get back into the pod.
Finding your perfect home was hard, but thanks to Burrow, furnishing it has never been easier. Burrow is a new kind of furniture company, one that believes furniture and the furniture shopping process should fit seamlessly into your life. Their in-house design studio has thought of everything, from premium durable hardwood frames to stain and scratch-resistant fabrics. Their modular sofas and sectionals don't just look good and feel comfortable, they're built to last. They're also easy to assemble, add to, and reassemble whenever you need. No tools necessary. Beyond seating, Burrow offers coffee tables, credenzas, easy-to-mount shelves, and practically anything else you might need for your space, all designed to fit together perfectly. And every single Burrow order, no matter how small or large, includes free shipping to your door. Right now, get 15% off your first order when you go to burrow.com/podcast. That's burrow.com/podcast for 15% off your first order. burrow.com/podcast.
So coming back in after the break, something that I wanted to ask Nate to start us off is really about the market. And I know I'd encourage people at this point to be, spending the coins on what they want, not being too concerned about it. But if people are looking to continue to have a strong coin balance, maybe even improve on it because they want to pick up that final player to add to their squad. It's not a bad time to be making investments right now. I mean, a lot of team of season players tend to rise and go up after team of season ended.
Yeah, I think that'll be the case for some cards for sure that are even a part of ultimate team of the season. I mean, a specific example I have in my head last year was team of the season Carvajal as the best right back in La Liga. He was like 100 and I think like 140K. And then, you know, a couple weeks after team of the season, we start having summer heat. You know, we've got all these SBCs coming out and there wasn't a Spanish or right back released from the La Liga to really hurt his price. And he, I mean, almost doubled in the course of a couple weeks, just, you know, being the best right back in La Liga. So yeah, I think there'll be some cards that can do pretty well. Like Cancelo maybe could be one that does well. I mean, a lot of these cards are still pretty rare. I don't see a lot of people packing Ultimate Tots cards this week. I think it's funny that the team of the season pack weight, if you would look in the store with the 50K pack lightning rounds this weekend when the MLS and rest of the world were still in packs, it was like 11% chance. And then now it's like 1% chance with just taking out those MLS and rest of the world players. Wow. So, I mean, obviously, there's not a ton of these cards being packed. Rewards Day might get a little interesting, but yeah, I think for sure there's a couple of cards, maybe Bamba as well with the French links. Kimmich is like, if you're using a CDM in the Bundesliga, that's pretty much your guy, unless you have millions of coins for Hulk Retzka. But I think there'll be some cards that will go up a little bit. Also, I feel like that depends on the Euros content too, or summer heat, like SBCs. Because if you got, we all remember last year during summer heat, like the SBCs were like every single day, a new player. It was good value. And I mean, if you look at people's endgame squads from FIFA 20, there's some squads had more summer heat players in there than team of the season cards because those summer heat cards were just so much. They were even boosted ratings above team of the season, which I think people are hoping for again this year, considering we didn't get any 99 rated TOTS cards. And a lot of people thought the stats were lacking on these team of the season cards. So,
yeah, I kind of wonder whether the excitement and magic of team of the season's being lost by the likes of summer heat and potentially Festival of Football, if we see something like that, if they create these even better, perhaps even 99 rated versions of players to end the cycle, to keep people engaged, to me it can feel a little cheap because you're boosting those players when they haven't performed across the season like team of the season players have or team of the year players have. And does that mean that when we come round to next year's team of the season, people are going to be thinking, well, you know, I can just pick up some objective players in a few weeks' time and they'll be really easy to get and they'll be really high rated?
Yeah, I think I get that. And I think last year, though, EA probably learned that people really loved that, even though maybe the card wasn't deserving of, or that player wasn't that deserving. Like, I mean, the Ndombele card last year, the Sissoko summer heat card, like Christian Eriksen. I mean, those are some of my favorites, of course, but there was a ton of them. And I mean, even though they didn't have great seasons, they just, it was just, again, more cards that EA could put out. And I think people really loved them. So I feel like they should, if they learned anything from summer heat, just do it again.
Yeah. I know what you mean. It's this thing where if I was running the game and I wasn't running it for profit, then I wouldn't do it in the same way that it's being done, because I think that devalues people's grind across the year. But yeah, you're going to be thinking about the fact that the game came to Game Pass, it came to EA Play, so people can pick up the game and play for free. Those players need to be able to compete with the super teams that everyone has who's been playing all year. But they also needed, and this is my new Tim Four Hat theory for why we only got SBC content that's risen fodder prices more recently, they needed those fodder players to be affordable to get into their teams, to not put them off at the early stage of the game. And those players bringing in those new players at this point, obviously EA are going to be thinking is important. But for us, Sway, what are your thoughts? And I guess a new player, if they're listening, hello. What would you like to see over these coming weeks?
I think we're like at that stage pretty much. We need at least like a 92 or 93 rated, just like crazy cards. Yeah, like summer heat, give us some decent value cards or something like that. But I'm kind of ready for it, man. And in terms of what we get for the Euros, that'll be, I think that's what everyone is literally kind of, no one really has any idea what we're possibly going to get. I remember the Festival of Foot during the 2018. I remember there was an Eto, there was a bunch of I think the car design, it looked like Summer Heat a little bit. But maybe, I don't know, if we get something like that, maybe cards that had like past historic performances or something like that. There was actually a really cool Euro car design. I'm trying to find it now, but there was a dude on Twitter and it looks sick. It looks exactly like the Euro branding, the Euro 2020 branding. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. I hope they smash it. I do hope they smash it, given how, I guess, kind of lackluster the last two Team of the Season releases have been.
Yeah, yeah.
In terms of just the leagues and stuff. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
Yeah, I think it would be good. It would definitely, I feel it's so unlikely they don't do something adjacent to the Euros, and we can talk about that now. I mean, Summer Heat has potential there to be the promo, but I think if we do get that, it could even be after some Euros-related content, which could potentially be Festival of Football, which we've seen in the past. Right, this is Ben from the future, actually, because I avoided interrupting the Tevez bit to say that was correct and fill you in on that. But this, we are going to see Festival of Football because it was confirmed in a splash screen. We're not sure what form it's going to take. It clearly looks like it's going to be Euros related. So let's go back into the pod and Nate will talk about what we can learn from the past Festival of Footballs and how this might pan out.
A couple weeks ago, when this hype was starting to build, I went and looked back a lot of that stuff for a video on the channel, and basically they were international man of the match cards, but they looked like heroes. They were like the red and blue, and I think they just released a couple of those. You know, I don't remember if it was they would drop them all on a certain day for the games that happened earlier that week, or if it was just like next day, boom, this guy gets a card because he had a really good performance. But yeah, it was basically like a man of the match hero card on, you know, a player that did really well in the Euro. So, I mean, they released a lot of them too. And it wasn't all just, you know, your high rated, you know, 95s, 96, 97s. There were cards in there that, you know, 84, 85, 86 from maybe a lower tier nationality, like a guy that hasn't gotten that many special cards yet this year and, you know, isn't a top five league player, but still gets a pretty cool card with a big boost, even though it's not that high rated. So
yeah,
it was really cool. And other things I feel like they could do with the Euros content, even if they don't have the branding, like they could still drop, you know, a man of the match card. I hope they would put out some new card design that, you know.
Yeah.
The thing I would really be questioning is, would they be able to do dynamic images? Because like Champions League man of the matches and the Europa League man of the matches, we haven't had dynamics for.
Mm.
So that's one thing I would hope that they would have, because that might kill just a little bit of the aesthetic hype. But
yeah, that's a good point. I mean, they used the Cristiano Ronaldo flashback image from his time at United and then covered obviously the kit and everything, so I suppose they could possibly get a bit creative with it. Whether they'll bother, I'm not sure, but I think one thing that went down really well in Festival of Football before was definitely the European and America's classic international heroes, I think it was, where you had the likes of Tevez, Kaká, Gerrard, Lampard, Pirlo, Balotelli. You know, they were currently playing, they were in the regular database, but it brought that sort of flashback thing to the tournament that they, I think, didn't have a license for at that point in 2016. I guess it would have been the last Euros, wouldn't it? Is that the kind of thing you'd like to see in this period?
Yeah, hopefully another Arjen Robben, but
yeah.
That's what I'm kind of hoping for. But yeah, coming back at the like classic European international heroes, I was looking it up when you guys were talking about it, and indeed, it kind of gives you that kind of flashback vibe, especially with the players they released. Like I see Totti, Torres, David Villa, but this was of course in FIFA 16. So I don't know if there are like many old players in the game, which, you know, used to be legends for their nation, but don't obviously play on a high level anymore, like the likes of Andres Iniesta, for example.
Yeah. Well, there are a few players around, I suppose, that haven't become icons and are legends of the game that haven't had too many special cards, although not many, and maybe that could point to something like Robin coming along and being even further boosted. Yeah. But they did also bring out during Copa Libertadores last year, Riquelme, so a chance of an icon reveal, perhaps.
Yeah, I did.
That point.
Yeah, true.
And before we move on, actually, Zwei, I was going to say neutral, but of course you're not neutral going into the Euros, of course. You'll be supporting the Mannschaft. How are you feeling about the Euros?
Yes, I'm not looking. I am, but I'm also not looking forward to the first game. It's against France, and then it's just the beginning of just the most insane group like ever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But you want to know, it's such an interesting time in their history right now. It's like, at first, I don't want to say I wrote them off, just because we're kind of in this transitionary period. You know, Yogi Löw is going to be leaving after Euros, and then the squad, it hasn't really even taken shape. But like, the more that we're getting closer, I'm like, you know what? Let's not write them off. Like, maybe second place. You know, like, I think France is going to finish one, but who really knows about Portugal? Like, they both are scary. I think France and Portugal for me are maybe the two favorites. I'm probably leaving someone out, but I don't know. I think the second place spot might be up for grabs. I mean, all we need is one good game against either France or Portugal. A draw could even do it. That's no disrespect to Hungary. Germany's the kind of team that would lose to Hungary, but then somehow pop off versus like Portugal and maybe draw versus France. You know what I mean?
I did see a lineup where he'd clearly inverted the meta a bit and was playing like five or six centre backs in his team, including some, you know, right wing back and left wing back. So, yeah, that could be interesting. But then, yeah, as you say, I do think it's still open. I personally think France are streets ahead of everyone else, and the rest is very much how are they going to perform in a big tournament. And I think that's always how it is. And France even themselves are prone to an implosion sometimes, right?
So, you know, I was kind of thinking that. I was like, they're going to come up against someone in the knockout stage that is going to be really hungry.
Yeah.
I'm not saying France aren't going to win it. I think like there's a better than not chance that they at least get to the final and, you know, if not win it outright, but they could come up against like a hungry Belgium or just someone along the way, like an Italy or maybe even a Spain that just kind of surprises. But yeah, you never know.
You kept saying hungry, and I was thinking, wait, hungry in the Euros?
Same.
But no. Actually, as well, Dave, I guess you're obviously technically neutral here. Do you have a particular favorite going into?
Yeah, you know, I still feel like I'm trying to pick. I feel like Portugal is a team that I kind of want to see do well, just because of the players that I know that play for the squad. But you know, I would love to see Wales do well, because I'm a Gareth Bale guy, especially since coming back to Spurs. Mm. So I'd like to see him do well for Wales and just some of the other quote-unquote smaller nations that aren't as big of favorites. I'm all about the upsets, so I think I'm down for something crazy to happen.
Yeah. No, and I guess, you know, Kazooie, obviously, the Netherlands will be top of your list.
Repping the Dutch, of course, even though we haven't had like the best kind of streak with the going to tournaments. We missed out on two. I mean, like looking at all the groups, I think we have the easiest, but that's also kind of the scariest, because you have that kind of feeling of, you know, oh, we're going to top the group and go into the next round easily. But that's always the kind of dangerous kind of point of view to have.
Yeah.
I always like hear everyone saying, oh, this team goes through because, you know, they were the best nation. But looking back at the tournaments, there are always big nations not delivering. And I have a feeling that France are not delivering. Or not going to deliver. Ooh. I think they're going to get knocked out in the group stage.
Who, France?
Yeah.
See, I think I'm telling
gonna,
you, dude.
No, I think they're going to finish third. And the thing with finishing third is, of course, is that you have a high chance of going through to the next round. But the thing is, I think there are six groups and four number threes can go through. But they are all based on the amount of points they can get. And since group F is seriously the group of death, I don't think the number three is going to get enough points to go through. Wow. And so, you know, is always like kind of hyping up France. I have a feeling that Portugal will win the group. And then number two spot is going to be either Germany or France. And I believe,
okay,
I have a feeling
talking,
anyway that Germany are going to do it, because they are Germans, you know. They've had a terrible World Cup in 2018. And, you know, there's also this thing that whenever like the previous tournament winner, in this case, France in the World Cup, they always tend to do bad in the group stage, the tournament after.
Wow. If you heard it here first.
Like, that's just my kind of speculation. You know, it's obviously crazy to think that way, but there are always like things you don't expect. And I have a feeling that France are not really going to deliver this year. I could be totally wrong. But,
I was excited already, but you know, Kazooie's got me even more excited. It sounds
And also I've got one like kind of outsider, and that's for me Turkey with Burak Yılmaz and like other Lille players. I think they're gonna cause for some
pound for pound powerhouse. Barak Yilmaz doing doing the pounds for Turkey, hopefully.
Well, you never know.
Well, yeah, and I do think England have a decent chance. Slightly biased, of course, but a great squad and some holes through the centre of the pitch apart from up front. But bad friendlies, which I think is good. Low expectations. And Southgate, very good man manager, something that England haven't always had. If he brings a bit of tactical nous, it could get spicy. We'll have to see. But if you want the real spicy takes, head over to Kazooie's Twitter, where you can complain about his French analysis.
Oh, I've already gotten enough tweets when I tweeted kind of prediction.
It's very interesting. Okay, well, anyway, all of that is, of course, to come over the next week or so. And actually, if you want to get involved in some Euros content yourself, then the podcast Discord for supporters, there's a Euros tournament that we're going to run. It's a draft-based system, and there's a cap depending on your ability on the squad rating, and you have to include 6 players from the drafted nation and all that good stuff. So if you want to get involved with that, if you're a gold or above supporter, do check out the Patreon post that's been out, and also check it out in the Discord because it's going to be great fun. It was last year because we did it even though the tournament wasn't happening. And I think the other thing I wanted to bring up at the end here was with you, Nate. Actually, we talked before about investments from a meta player perspective, or players that people would want to use in the game, but actually also from a fodder perspective, I think you've seen quite big rises in, you know, the decently rated, or not even always decently rated, team of season players because of those SBCs that have come out in the past, and there hasn't been the supply of players on the market, so they've just kind of inflated over time.
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something that you can get involved in now. Of course, with those 88 plus and the 90 plus TOTS SBCs coming out, that's definitely pushed a lot of things up. Like, I like to use SBCs that were out before a market riser or after a market drop in SBC fodder, just to kind of show how much change has happened. And like the Ousmane Dembele SBC was like 650k on Sunday night before those SBCs came out, and now he's over 800,000 coins to complete. So yeah, like SBC fodder has gone up a lot, but still in the grand scheme of things, it's not like that high. Like, you know, 84s are 6K, but 84s during Bundesliga and La Liga TOTS, which was what we would call summer heat level content, I mean, they were like 10, 12,000 coins, I think peaking at like 14K. So in the grand scheme of things, I feel like we're gonna get more SBCs, more content coming in the summer, and I don't think that fodder is like that low. But yeah, some of those team of the season cards that are like the cheapest by their rating, or even I'd throw this out there too, some of the CONMEBOL cards are some of the cheapest 87s. I mean, those obviously are great, good pickups because they even have less supply on the market than some of those other gold 87 cards or 86s for their rating, because they're not continuously supplied all year. And so, boom, sometimes you're selling one of those cards 2 to 3 weeks after it's been out of packs for a crazy price because it's getting into an SBC solution that for an SBC that everybody wants to do.
Cool. So I'm still good to double my money on the 400 team of season bazooas I bought last week.
Would you get them at like 14K or something like that?
Under 16, which I think was...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it felt like the cheapest I could find it. But yeah, we'll look forward to seeing how that goes. For now, I think we're ready to wrap up. So the main thing to say is a huge thank you, listeners, for joining us at this point in the cycle. If you're a listener who hasn't yet subscribed, perhaps you're a new listener, please do subscribe so you can get them directly. And also, if you've been enjoying it, perhaps leave a review. Always nice and appreciated via Apple Podcasts. You can, of course, subscribe loads of different places, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, any podcast provider, really. And of course, if you would like to get more involved, join the community, get into the Discord, get the tournament, all that good stuff, then do head over to the Patreon, and you can also get the bonus podcast, including the gameplay episode this week, over at bit.ly/morepods. So that's bit.ly/morepod. Starts at just £3 a month for the bonus podcast, and you are supporting the pod and keeping it going. And of course, we also couldn't do it without our guests here. So a huge thank you, first of all, to you, Kazooie, for coming along. It's been great to have you. Where can people catch you?
It's been an absolute pleasure once again to discuss some things. And if you guys want to find me on the interwebs, then you can do that at Kazooie94 on Twitter, YouTube, Facebook, and of course Instagram.
Nice, lovely stuff. And Nate, the foot accountant, it has been great to have your insights on this one. Where can people find those daily market updates and content around that, and plenty more besides, in your streams and videos?
Yeah, pleasure as always. Thanks for having me on again. But you can catch me at Twitter @foot_accountant, and then of course on the YouTubes and the Twitches as well.
Fantastic. Yeah, very informative content. And of course, if you would like to learn how to body faint like the pros, you can head over to Zwei's channel and catch Zwei on various other platforms as well. Zwei, it's been great to have you on this podcast, as it always is.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man. You know, it's not just foot accounting. I can do some market tips as well. Buy high, sell low. That's my, you know, that's my trading mantra. Never make any profit on any player ever.
That's a fair.
That's
point.
How you know you've enjoyed them, when you make a loss. Nice, great. That does wrap us up, and a huge thank you to all these guests, to all you listeners. All the best to those international teams this weekend. I hope things work out for you, listener, and to the supporters, a huge thank you for keeping this podcast going, and of course to those Icon patrons: Dave B, DJ FIFA Player, Coach Vass, Hugh J, Thomas, Alan G, Alistair, Martin M, Jordan, Matt L, Chris W, David S, Liam B, Rhys A, Harry P, Sam B, Adam G, Neil P, Jake G, Robbie S, Jake S, Zach O, Tom B, Stephen F, Eric T, Christopher R, Jonathan P, Elliot M, Lee A, Paul, Johan P, Dominic, Rob P, Michael, Kraus, Adam A, Sam P, David C, Brian S, Sila P, Mikhail L, Nishant, Dougie, Anthony R, Jeff B, Stephen M, Roger D, At Pace of a Tortoise, Stephen C, Andrew C, Dan W, Pobius, Sporkum, Bronco, Matt H, and Savage P. Plus a special thanks to Luke M, Dave B, Nick V, Hugh J, Tom M, Darren W, and Pato Foot for advice and production assistance.
At Lowe's, we know you can get the job done faster if you don't have to stop and come into the store all the time. That's why we've updated our app with your business in mind. With the app, you can build quotes, easily reorder your supplies, track orders, and much more. So you can get everything you need right away, stay on the job, finish it, and get started on the next one. Download the app today, because Lowe's knows time is money. Lowe's knows pros.
Before I leave you though, just one more thing to add. FIFA's a bit like life, really. It has its many ups and its many downs. And if you are having a few more downs than ups in real life in these more difficult times, then please don't feel that you're alone or need to struggle on without taking action. If you go to thecalmzone.net, there's loads of resources, advice, and support, or even just a chat available to anyone who needs it. If it sounds like it could help you, then head over to thecalmzone.net. And for now, I'll catch you next time.
At Lowe's, we know you can get the job done faster if you don't have to stop and come into the store all the time. That's why we've updated our app with your business in mind. With the app, you can build quotes, easily reorder your supplies, track orders, and much more. So you can get everything you need right away, stay on the job, finish it, and get started on the next one. Download the app today, because Lowe's knows time is money. Lowe's knows pros.
Social Podcast Network.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.